The Older Americans Act has been updated several times since President Lyndon Johnson first signed it into law in 1965. It was last reauthorized in 2020. It's due for another re-up this year. Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders chairs the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, or HELP, Committee. He's pushing for a doubling of the Act's budget this year. He says programs like Meals on Wheels deal with major underfunding issues.
This is America. I mean, we should not be talking about the need to keep seniors from going hungry. That should be a given, I would hope, in the wealthiest country on earth.
Ellie Hollander is president and CEO of Meals on Wheels America. It's a nonprofit that delivers meals to seniors and others who have trouble shopping for or preparing their own food. Hollander says about 12 million American seniors struggle with hunger, and programs to help them never have enough funding.
We are at a precipice that warrants action, and there is no time to waste. Senior lives hang in the balance. That's because the gap between increasing need and our ability to provide resources continues to widen at an unprecedented rate. And despite critical investments made during the pandemic, we cannot keep up with the demand at current funding levels.
Supporters of the Older Americans Act said the programs it funds can be the difference between seniors being able to continue to live independently or having to end up in care homes. Senator Sanders said the federal government has put caring for seniors on the back burner over the past decade.
Since 2016, despite increased demand and a massive increase in the number of seniors in America, funding for the Older Americans Act has gone down by nearly 20% after adjusting for inflation.
Republican HELP Committee Vice Chair Bill Cassidy of Louisiana said correcting inefficiencies can also help correct some of the funding issues that senior assistance programs face.
Post-COVID, we need to look at and make sure the programs that we're authorizing work. If they're not working, improve them. And make sure that those scarce taxpayer dollars are being put to maximal benefit. How do we build on what works? Replace that which does not.
Without reauthorization, the Older Americans Act would expire on September 30th. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.